Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
First, NATO surrounded Russia with missile systems, and then dangerous biolabs. Now they are supplying depleted uranium munitions to Ukraine. Depleted uranium has been a deadly problem for decades. In the past 78 years, thousands of nuclear bombs have been detonated in tests, and thousands more have been stockpiled. These weapons of mass destruction require uranium-235, as does about 430 nuclear power plants. Uranium-235 has to be enriched from raw uranium ore, and depleted uranium is a byproduct of this enrichment process. The cost to properly manage and dispose of depleted uranium generated by just one enrichment plant is in the billions. And so NATO began dispersing this radioactive poison throughout the world in the form of weights, armor, and munitions. Its ability to explode on impact made it effective in piercing through armor. But upon impact, the uranium gets turned into fine dust. This fine dust lasts for lifetimes, getting more deadly over time. And so the dust that gets into the ground and into the water supply can poison all living things for decades to come. During the Gulf War, over 1 million shells of depleted uranium were fired. Hundreds of tons of fine dust uranium was dispersed throughout civilian areas in most of Iraq. As a result, Iraq is now suffering a massive sudden increase in birth defects and cancer.
We are seeing an absolute crisis of congenital malformations of newborn. There is one doctor, a pediatrician named Dr. Samira Alani, working on this crisis in the city. She's the only person there registering cases, and she's seeing horrific birth defects. So these are extremely hard to look at. They're extremely hard to bear witness to, but it's something that we all need to pay attention to because of the amount of depleted uranium used by the U.S. military during both of their brutal attacks on the city of 2004, as well as other toxic munitions like white phosphorus, among other things.
Thousands of U.S. war veterans have breathed in this uranium dust, and thousands have suffered without help from the government. NATO has been dispersing this deadly poison via wars in the Middle East and in the Balkans, and dispersing it via military training at bases around the world in Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, Galloway, Scotland, and in Oahu and the Big Island of Hawaii. And everywhere that depleted uranium is planted, cancer and birth defects arise. Behaving like the biggest satanic death cult on earth, NATO has poisoned the world with depleted uranium and is currently instigating a nuclear war with Russia. The U.S. government shows nothing but contempt for the American people. And as the fear of nuclear war rises, the U.S. government declassifies a 1960 U.S. Air Force training film on the deadly effects of a nuclear weapons attack, stoking the fear in America every way they can. NATO is now supplying Ukraine with depleted uranium munitions to fight the Russians. And last Saturday, in response, President Putin has announced that Russia will deploy tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Reporting for InfoWars, This is Greg Reese.
We now have three new game-changing products. They're in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. Those have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours out of the War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time today. Scott Ritter, one of the famous whistleblowers exposing what really happened in the Iraq War with the made-up WMDs, will be in studio with us coming up today in the third hour. Roger Stone will be on the last 45 minutes of the second hour covering a lot of big political developments that are unfolding. Okay, I've had some time to go over S-686, the bill that has bipartisan support and looks like it's going to pass the Senate unless there's a big uproar. In the name of countering Chinese AI, manipulating U.S. systems through TikTok, it gives the federal government and the disinformation board they've been setting up total surveillance over all devices in your home, including smart appliances. And yes, it's in the bill, and the left's trying to spin that it's not in the bill. 20 years in prison for, quote, disinformation. So you saw how the FBI coming out in the months before the 2020 election, you saw how they said, well, we believe the Hunter Biden thing may be Russian disinfo. And so even though they'd had it for a year and a half before that and knew it was real, they then reached out to big tech and had them censor millions of people, including members of Congress and the New York Post and others, so you couldn't talk about it. Direct election meddling. Well, it says in the bill that for any reason, questioning elections, questioning lockdowns, questioning open borders, questioning Afghan withdrawals, questioning anything that they deem to be disinformation, they're going to go into your devices and shut off your computers, basically, and or put you in prison. $1 million fine, 20 years in prison. I mean, people were freaked out about the disinformation board, who had that front lady that likes to sing Little Mermaid songs and stuff. She was just the front person for what's already there. Set up decades ago, but expanded by Obama, left in government when Trump was in, and now, oh, you don't want to be surveilled, you don't want to be censored, you don't want to be controlled? How about we just codify it into the federal law under espionage that if you've got any app or any computer connection or anything to a computer anywhere in the world that we claim has a connection to any foreign government or espionage, no judge, no jury, just total control of everything. So this is the biggest power grab I've ever seen. They're going for broke with this, and I've got a lot of the subsections here Look at this. VPN users risk 20 years in jail. Sentences in the U.S. under new Restrict Act. TikTok ban may give government more power to control the internet and invade your privacy, according to new bill Restrict Act. It's all right there. I've got the subsections. Senate Bill 686, the act, the Restrict Act, wants to put you in jail for 20 years for using VPN or using a website or app that is operated by a foreign adversary. These are the foreign adversaries, by the way. Any excuse. And, of course, you have the Vault 7 documents released by Snowden, where the CIA and others are masters at spoofing your computer and taking control of your computer or claiming your computer, even though it didn't do it, faking your internet ID, which you really already have, your location, and saying you did this. I mean, it's just absolutely insane, the level of the power grab. But that's where we are. We're building emergency medical camps all over the world for forced injections. The dam is broken on this. But there are a lot of attention on this. We've got to stop this legislation. Let's go ahead and go to a very important report from John Baum that's at band.video. I hope you share this report. The TikTok ban is a smokescreen. Here it is.
In its short 6-year lifespan, Beijing-based company ByteDance's TikTok has surpassed Google.com with well over 2 billion downloads worldwide. From the outset, the Chinese algorithm source code had been collecting the habits and inner intent of every single user, building a psychological profile of each user while addicting them to content promoting self-harm by catering to their preferences and habits. Most of them children.
The more time that middle and high schoolers spend on social media, the evidence is the more likely they are to experience depression and anxiety. And this is particularly troubling since apparently 16% of American teenagers report that they use TikTok, quote, almost constantly. That's, I think, about 5 million teenagers in this country that are on TikTok all the time.
Mr. Chu, your algorithms have prioritized providing harmful content directly to children, like self-harm challenges and even suicide. I know you know about the blackout challenge, which others may know as the choking challenge, that encourages children to bring them to the point of unconsciousness, or in some cases, tragically, death.
Larry, you gotta kill yourself.
And I'm gonna put a shotgun in my mouth and blow the brains out of the back of my head.
Cool. In 2019, TikTok was hit with the largest civil penalty by the Federal Trade Commission in a children's privacy case. 4 years later, TikTok still has not taken sufficient action to fix the problems. I assume because child users are incredibly profitable to your bottom line. You know, TikTok could be designed to minimize the harm to kids, but a decision was made to aggressively addict kids in the name of profits.
Do you know any children have died because of this? Do you have any idea? Can you tell me?
Congressman, again, it's heartbreaking.
Can you tell me how many children in America have died because of challenges like this?
The majority of people who use our platform use it for positive experiences.
That's not what I ask you. Tell me the number of children, of U.S. children, who have died because of these challenges.
Dangerous challenges are not allowed on our platform. If we find them, we will remove them. We take this very seriously.
Obviously, you found one today and you removed it. We had to bring it to your attention, and I know I'm out of time. Thank you for being here. Welcome again to the most bipartisan committee in Congress.
Lurking under the surface of the seemingly most bipartisan committee in Congress addressing the TikTok distraction lies communist-level legislation like the Restrict Act, for example, which authorizes the Secretary of Commerce to review and prohibit certain transactions between persons in the U.S. and foreign adversaries investigating tech products and services that could pose national security risks. The Restrict Bill would allow any software hardware, or any other product or service integral to the telecommunications products and services with over 1 million users to now be at the government's disposal to review, prosecute, and take possession of, including your home security system. The federal government could review all of your personal information without notification, banning any game, application, or anything they deem fit if it poses a risk. Those prosecuted under this legislation would find themselves facing up to 20 years in prison and or up to $1 million in fines if they were also using a VPN. This would be the final death knell to free speech on the Internet.
We need a tool that is rules-based, that not only takes this current issue at hand, but also think about Chinese Communist Party-controlled artificial intelligence or quantum computing or synthetic biology. We need a tool on a going-forward basis, not just the kind of whack-a-mole one-off approach we've had so far.
Any fool still using the mass mind-controlling TikTok is merely a rat in a totalitarian cage. Under the boot of a rabid hydra of propaganda growing in power as technocrats reach the coming singularity of artificial intelligence, sacrificing their personal data at the altar of the Communist Party and the global psyop eugenic engineers. John Bound reporting.
More on this draconian tyranny when we come back.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Myself, become numb to it. So that when something particularly over the top unfolds, I just got chills. We just take it like it's the next big attack. This is not just the next attack. This is so insane that I'm having trouble even describing it. I could spend the next 4 or 5 hours just reading the bill, which we've done. And when you have all the knowledge about the globalists and what they've already set up, you see how it perfectly plugs in with AI, live time surveilling everything you do, every device, has nothing to do with TikTok, total AI, police state takeover, run by the deep state and the left. Anything they list is disinformation, 20 years in prison, $1 million fine. Espionage charges. So they use the threat of TikTok, which uses the same dopamine addiction systems as Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. If you remember, whistleblowers 10 years ago from Facebook came out and said, we wrote this to make people depressed and alone and addicted. And this is morally wrong. Yes, TikTok's way more sophisticated and even more evil than the weaponization of Facebook. But the globalists are just jealous of TikTok because it's become the dominant AI vacuum cleaner that scoops up all the intel. And then they use the threat of that for their total takeover. Hitler used the firebombing of the Capitol building on February 27th, 1933 to set up his dictatorship. He was the president of Germany, been elected. The chancellor stepped down and they merged the chancellery with the presidency and the Führer was born. So they used a burned up building. And the left just used January 6th the last 2 years as their Reichstag as well. And then their political enemies, terrorists. And all of that is child's play. All of that is chicken feed. All of that is not even on the Richter scale. Hitler firebombing his own Capitol building is like a 0.1, and this is a 10. They've got the AI already. They've got the systems that will plug into everything in live time and track it all in live time. This is just unbelievable. So let me do the best job I can to start going over this. It's a bipartisan bill introduced by Senator Mark Warner and John Thune, co-sponsored by all the usual suspects, Richard Blumenthal, Lindsey Graham, all of them, Manchin, Mnuchin, and it's S-686. 20 years in prison if they say your computer in any way touched a foreign network that they say is adversarial to, quote, the U.S., and then it lists dozens of countries. When anybody knows you go online, you're being hit by hundreds of countries, thousands of corporations. It's just insane. But that's only part of it. fully taking control of all devices, from satellites to satellite uplinks to local wireless networks to private networks to all of the smart gadgetry that they mandated in the last few decades be put in all major appliances. S-686 is closing the door on the prison they built. And again, the Restrict Act is not limited to just TikTok. It was the government authority over all forms of communication, domestic or abroad, and grants powers to enforce any mitigation measure to address the risk to national security now in any potential future transaction. So any computerized transaction, they claim total jurisdictions, no judge, no juries, no warrants. This is, if the Patriot Act was driving 1 mile an hour, but tyranny-wise it was 1 million miles an hour, this is a quadrillion miles an hour. So let's start trying to go through the act. This is congress.gov. And there's lots of classic disinfo out there that, oh, don't worry, it's not for you. Don't worry, it's not really bad. Oh, don't listen to people. Don't look at the bill, though. Don't do your own research. Remember, the New York Times said that. Definition, Section 2, classified national security information. The term classified national security information means information that has been determined pursuant to Executive Order 13526. That's anything they want. Section B, a foreign adversary, an entity subject to jurisdiction or organized under the laws of foreign adversary, and an entity owned, directed, or controlled by a person described in subparagraph A or B. The term concerning or covered transaction includes a current, past, or potential future transaction. So this is retroactively anything you ever did. It then cites the Patriot Act as its enabling clause, 42 U.S.C. 5195C. You got to go read this for yourself and all the countries they list. Anybody with a connection to China, all computers are touching China that aren't what they call off-grid. Any foreign government regime determined. And he goes, or anyone spreading disinformation determined to be spread by that entity. So it's not just your computer connected to one of these. If they say, oh, Hunter Biden's laptop's Russian and disinfo, you go to jail 20 years because you talked about it. And it goes on and on and on. And it goes on to say, if you're holding a equity interest, a stock, a security, see, well, this isn't just computers, it's a share, a partnership interest. So let's say you buy some radios from China or you buy something else from, nope, you're a terrorist, a share, a partnership interest, an interest in a limited liability company. I mean, it's just a power grab over everything. It's like the Patriot Act taken to the next level and then again. Interfering or altering the result, a reported result of a federal election, then describes that as any info they deem as meddling in election, like Hunter Biden's laptop or pointing out that the feds are censoring. You got to read this. Section 5, considerations. Number 1, information and communications technology process services used by a party to cover transaction. Software, hardware, any other product or services integral to telecommunications products and services including wireless networks, mobile networks, satellite payloads, satellite operations control, cable access points, wireline access points, core networking systems, long, short, and backhaul networks, edge computer platforms. And then it just goes on to describe all the wire fraud you're engaged in and in criminal activity if your network even gets connected to. Number 6, software designed to use primarily for connecting. Folks, we'll get to criminal penalties when we come back. I mean, this is just 360 power grab. I mean, it's the holy grail of evil.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. We have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've got it. You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
S-686 officially establishes Obama's foreign disinformation countering propaganda board that he set up right before he left office in the federal government, officially establishes it as a ministry of truth, the disinformation board, to surveil in live time all devices, all computers, all satellites already hooked into the NSA to control and block information and throw you in prison whenever they want. And I'm reading the legislation. It says all computers, all devices, all systems –
including systems not listed, internet hosting services, cloud-based distribution computing and data storage, software designed to use primarily for connecting with and communicating with the internet that is used by greater than 100,000 persons in the United States at any point during the year preceding that date. Desktop applications, mobile applications, gaming applications, payment applications, web-based applications, artificial intelligence and machine learning, quantum key distribution, quantum communications, quantum computing, post-quantum cryptography, autonomous systems, advanced robotics, biotechnology, synthetic biology, computational biology, all e-commerce. I mean, folks, it's a giant bill. And it says that these federal boards advised by watchdog groups will say what's disinformation. It's for the disapproval of designation or removal of designation of foreign adversary, designations of foreign adversaries. Again, that's the outside excuse to do all this. And then it gets into criminal charges for anybody they want to go after. This is Section 11 penalties. Page after page of these. And it goes on and on. You got to read this. No person, whether directly or indirectly through any other person, may make false or misleading representation statements or circulation of any falsely or concealed material. In fact, and it goes on, which they call disinformation. You must not solicit anyone to share information. I mean, it just basically says everything's a crime. And it goes on to say in this section, F, no person may engage in any transaction to make any other action with intent to evade the provisions of this act, that's using a VPN, or any regulation, other direction, mitigation, measure, no encryption, prohibition, or other authorization or direct issued thereunder. G, no person may fail or refuse to comply with any reporting or record-keeping requirement of this act or any regulation or order or decision. So it's this endless bureaucracy. Number one, a fine of not more than $200,000 and the amount that is twice the value of the transaction is the basis of the violation. Respect to which the penalty is imposed wherever greater. In general, a person who willfully conspires to commit or aid or abets in the commission of an unlawful act described in the subsection shall upon conviction be fined not more than $1 million or if a natural person may be in prison for not more than 20 years or both. Section 2, civil forfeiture. So then it goes to the regular courts. Forfeiture in general. Any property, real or personal, tangible or intangible, use of the intended to be used in any manner to commit or facilitate a violation of attempted violations described in paragraph 1 shall be subject to forfeiture in the United States. Seizures and forfeitures under the subsequent shall be governed by the provisions of Chapter 46, Title 18, United States Code, relating to civil forfeiture. Forfeit to the United States. Total war. Just what the communists do when they take over. And ladies and gentlemen, that's just a synopsis. I've got the full bill right here, and I only read part of this. Nothing to do with TikTok. Trying to legalize all the crimes, all the censorship, all the surveillance, all the election meddling, everything they've been doing, all the disinfo they've put out, trying to codify it through the Patriot Act, declare us all foreign adversaries and terrorists if we use a VPN or more. And they go on to say, it's foreign disinformation, and that a board will decide what's foreign disinformation. So they consider you promoting foreign disinformation with no proof that it's from a foreign source because they wave a magic wand and say so. And you've already seen all this in action as a beta test in S-686, But this takes it to the next level. That's not just Alex Jones' analysis. Here it is. VPN users risk 20-year jail sentence in the U.S. under a new Restrict Act. By the way, the Restrict Act, a.k.a. the TikTok ban, also means access to your home networks and devices. There it all is in the legislation. This is just totally insane. And it's got definitions in here of what the goal is. It says anything that gets in the way of jobs is terror or is foreign. It's basically a definition of everything as criminal. One of the crimes is controlling holding. The term controlling holding means a holding with the power, whether direct or indirect, with whether to exercise or not exercise, determine, direct, and decide important matters affecting an entity. And it goes on to say who the different groups are that will be sitting over this in the Department of Commerce. So to say this is weaponization of the Internet against the American people is a extreme understatement. And mainline tech people are reading this, not just me, and saying they can't even believe it. This is beyond a bipartisan issue. This is a human rights issue. And they let the Trojan horse of TikTok in, and we agree it's bad. And then they use that as the pretext to declare everyone their enemies. They really are out to get us. They already give us poison shots. They already shipped the fentanyl in. They already dissolved our borders. I mean, we know they're out to get us, but you add this together with 87,000 new IRS agents targeting working poor. No judge, no juries, no warrants, no nothing. They just spy on everything you do, and they know you deposited $100 in your bank from a piece of furniture you sold your neighbor. It's designed to crush everybody, to drive us into total submission and to bankrupt us. We'll be covering more of this as it unfolds and discussing it and talking about it, but it's got bipartisan support, and they say right now it's set to pass. You see the whole corporate media on the side of this saying how great it is, protect our children. But TikTok is a feedback of who we've become, evil and corrupt. The reason the Chinese TikTok isn't one-tenth as evil is because they're communists, but their average population is not this satanic. So really, TikTok is a mirror of us looking into what we've become. This has nothing to do with TikTok. It has to do with a total and complete 360 power grab. All right, there's been a bunch of big developments. With leftists calling for their day of rage on April 1st and celebrating violence because we won't accept the trans agenda having access to our children. Be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You tuned into the right place because we know what's going on. Wasting your time with old Bob Dylan. Said he sold his soul to Satan.
I won't get to get what I'm after
till the day I die. All right, Roger Stone. We're moving Roger Stone to tomorrow. He's happy to do that. Because I started thinking here, this bill, S-686, is too important. Plus all the other news. We are going to have Scott Ritter in studio. So I'm going to open the phones up on two topics, the trans mafia and the media trying to spin this attack, and the left saying they're going to launch more attacks using their trans army, known as the Transformers, I guess, the transhumanist army, and S-686. But I want first-time callers, so that engineers and software developers and IT specialists and network specialists can call in and give me your expert view and take on S-686. That establishes the Ministry of Truth, the new disinformation board, with total AI NSA control of everything and 20-year prison sentences for nothing. This is written that you could drive a universe through it. It is just wide open. So specifically on that topic, I'd like to hear from industry analysts, software engineers, IT specialists, network specialists, satellite operators. This affects everything. I'd like to hear from anybody in IT on that subject. Everybody's welcome to call in and comment on the trans mafia and that huge area and the rest of it. And then there's all this other stuff. Jim Jordan wants a criminal investigation of Fauci. That's wonderful. He also says that he could easily be put in prison. Jim Jordan says he's building a case for criminal referrals on Fauci. He also says it's criminal that the day Matt Taibbi testified, they sent an armed IRS agents to his house to bang on his door. I mean, it's total political harassment. Remember Lois Lerner? And you're like, that's classical tyranny. That's discrediting. That's over the top. That's crazy. Yeah. Letting convicted pedophiles have access to kids in schools and libraries, in many cases without parental consent, that's crazy too. It's all crazy. So we're going to take a ton. I've been getting really good at this. I was first on air 29 years ago. I was really good at taking a lot of calls. Got kind of bad at it over the years. But now we got back to taking 20, 30, 40 calls an hour sometimes. So you don't have to sit there on hold very long. We're going to get to you on these two big giant topics and those topics alone, please. First time callers, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 on this live Wednesday, March 29th. Global broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Let me just do this. Let me talk about this right now. And tell you about the state of InfoWars. And just be completely honest with you about it. Because that's what I do. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Then we'll start the next hour and take your calls and get into all this news I haven't hit yet on the trans mafia that's so insane. I mean, so many posts, I can't even keep track of them. On Twitter alone, people like Mike Cernovich and Jack Posobiec and others have posted and chronicled just some of the threats, including by the governor's office of Arizona, who just stole the election, saying it's time for trans activists to pull guns on people and attack folks. So it's not like it's just internet crazies doing this. This is the governor's office officially doing this. We're going to get to all that because these people are spoiling for a fight. They're throwing a fit. They know they're losing. I used the analogy this morning to my wife about why the deep state's going so crazy against us and everybody else. And it's like the analogy is in the movie Blade Runner, the original, when Decker goes in to kill the last few replicants, Roy Batty and his girlfriend, Pris. When he shoots her, she throws like a 5-minute fit because she knows she's dead. She's mad. And it's the same thing. They're politically dead. We blew them away. They just want to take us with them. It's an allegory of Satan. He wants to take us with him as well. And they're his minions so that they have the same mindset. So all of this you see is their rage and their anger and the left saying, hey, this man who was a woman who went and killed these people, it's your fault. You got killed. Those kids got killed. Thank God they're Christian kids. Those are quotes. They deserve to die. I'm going to show you all this information coming up. And let me talk about this. I've got a lot of questions about it from friends and family and crew. Here's the Washington Post, Bloomberg. They all ran the story days after they put out a bunch of disinfo. Alex Jones's firm wins key bankruptcy ruling in Sandy Hook case. There's a Current covering it, Bloomberg, all of them. Now, the reason that's important is this. In the articles, they go, despite owing $1.5 billion, the court says Jones is a small business. Well, that's because we don't have that money. We don't have $10 million. But there's this thing of, oh, Jones is getting out of paying the $1.5 billion. What the hell are you talking about? All of it's lies, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to see that, and that's why I went into bankruptcy, because we're out of money, and it's going to prove everything. And that's why the media is so desperate to spin everything and act like we're hiding this or we're doing that, when none of that's true either. And you've seen that over and over again. Remember just a few months ago, I got $62 million last year. 100% made up. None of it true. For Alex Jones, it's $100,000 a month. Alex Jones pays at least that in all these lawsuits and bankruptcy fees. They make me pay 40% of all the legal fees for free speech itself, not just my problems. I am out of money. I don't have any money. And so they sit there and they go, oh, Jones stole Bitcoin. You know, watch, he'll go to jail for that. The accountants looked at it all 100% into these business operations. So we saw a massive decrease in support when I declared bankruptcy. And everybody thought we were closing our doors, because people think bankruptcy is liquidation. That's the majority of bankruptcies. This is a Chapter 11, Subchapter 5 reorganization to prove we don't have all this money and to be able to move forward and hopefully have some reasonable settlement based in reality and move forward. And that's what the judge has seen and what the judge said. There was a lot of other stuff in the hearing that came out that just was not true. That's going to be exposed in the next few days. 100% not true. And I'm really biting my tongue here, okay? I'm really biting my tongue. But let me just say this to our enemies. You screwed up bad. You told so many lies in court over and over again and got your lapdogs to go along with you. You're in a lot of trouble. Because you lied in federal court, not me. A, I'm not into lying. B, I'm not a dumb son of a bitch. They got everybody out to get my ass. I don't even speed anymore. The only thing, the only crime I've committed is I like to haul ass in my car, and I don't even do that anymore. Plus, I'm on some toll road with nobody around me. And then I only go 100. That's it. I drive 100 miles an hour on the toll road. That's it. That's all. I'm not Lex Luthor. But for listeners, this bankruptcy almost shut InfoWars down because you believed the media and you believe we were shutting down. We're not. But we're barely paying the bills. We got great products you need. Get a signed copy of The Great Reset as a fundraiser. Get an unsigned. I want to thank you for your support. Get the nitric boost. Great for your blood and body. We got the highest quality CBD oil at half off what anybody else is selling that quality at. We've got a lot of other great products. We're selling out very, very quickly. The Alex Jones for President shirts, there's still some available. People love it. It spreads the word. It's a great topic point. Not really running for president. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you for your support, but only you can make the decision to shut us down. Or if the system decides to set me up and lie and try to put me in jail, so be it. I'm innocent, so it's their problem. That's it. But I'm going nowhere. And I'm not backing down, but I need your support. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll continue to fight the trans cult, the New World Order, the open borders, this new super power grab, AI bill, S-686. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.